But they would not have been kept in a barn or anything, I don't believe.
Well, you said you had hogs. Where would you keep something like that?
Well, they were just sort of wandering around out there. I do not remember a hog pen.
Well, now, you said a hog pen. Have you ever seen one around here? Does anybody around here have one?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of big, fine hogs around here. That we have some pig farms, as a matter of fact. But we never did do anything much with pigs. If they have, it was probably just a few to slaughter and, you know, make sausage or something. But I do not remember anything specific about that.
Now, a minute ago you said a dairy barn. I don't really understand what a dairy barn is. I mean, is that a place for just milking dairy cows?
Yeah, where they come in and each cow has a stall or a place. Of course, now they've got milking machines and they have to get lined up where the milking machines are. Back in that day, well, I'm sure when I was a little girl, some people had milking machines, but I do know that in a lot of the dairies around here, milking was done by hand when I was a little girl.
Well, have you ever heard of a place like, before they had refrigerators or ice boxes even, that they would keep things cool, like maybe a little...
Spring house?
What is that now? Have you ever heard that called a dairy?
No.
What's a spring house then?
Well, that would be a place usually built over a spring where the water was, in effect, running under or in through the building, and it was a closed shed where you could maybe put butter down in the cool water, to cool it. Meats might be kept in there.
Oh, so that'd be a big place then, a little house.
No, yeah. A little house, right, but not a big place. I'm not talking about.
Did you ever see one of those?
We didn't have one at our ranch. We always had an ice box as long ago as I can remember. And I don't know. Obviously, there had to be many here in the early days of the history of this area, but I don't believe I ever remember talking to anybody. The young man I talked with several days ago did tell me, though, about somebody he had interviewed that was familiar with a place where they had a spring house that was no longer used for that, obviously, but now they keep something else in it, maybe tools or something, but they still called it the spring house.
Well, now, a minute ago, you spoke of the pasture. Was that fenced in?
Yes.
Was it always fenced in? I mean,
yes.
And did anybody back here ever grow cotton? Was that something that...
Oh, no. This has been a big cotton area. Not so much now as in former days. But there was cotton grown around here. I don't think we ever grew any, but maybe we did. And it may, even before I was born, they might have grown cotton out at the farm, before they got more into the ranching end of it.
Well, so when they grew cotton, did they have to? I mean, did you know anything about the work they did?
Well, hoeing it and picking it, that's the most work of all, is picking it, I think. Is this what you're talking about?
Well, to get the weeds out with a hoe, would that be hoeing it?
Yeah, now they call it chopping cotton, which means chopping the weeds out. And probably after the cotton has been picked and they have to get rid of the plants, that might be for... I never did any kind of work like that, so I don't know really. I tried to pick cotton one time and found it terrible, and so I didn't try that anymore. But chopping cotton is a term that is used around here, or used to be.
Well, what about, where would it grow? Where would the cotton grow?
In rows.
In a
field, cotton field.